all of you, I'm not a happy bunny. It is 3:30 in the morning, and granted, I was up late. I have no issue with my own responsibility for being up late drinking with friends. I'm not sure how much my microphone will pick up this noise. Excuse me. But let's just say, when I'm laying in the bed, in this room, it's vibrating on the bed. I think I dozed off for about 45 minutes, if that. I don't think that was mostly drinking juice, by the way. Sorry, I'm yawning. I have no issue with parties, and it sounds like it's open air. I've got the windows closed, so I'm guessing that is open air. I have no issue with parties. I've been to a fair few in my time. However, something open air like that should be ending by 2 a.m. And I have been to parties that have had music on and have ended at 2 a.m. that have been outside. And if that's not outside, that is bloody ridiculous. This is a business conference centre where we're staying. And yes, people are going to go out drinking because that's what people do if they're a drinker. I'm not a heavy drinker, but I do like to drink with friends. However, I came back up about 1:15 thinking I'll just get under 6 hours. And that's fine because I can catch up and sleep at home. At this rate, I'll be lucky to get two. Because I just rang reception and said, how long will this noise be going on till? I said, we've just spoken to security, so clearly other people have rang as well. And they said 4 a.m. I said, that is ridiculous. To which he offered to move rooms, which is fair enough. But that's a bit of an uproot. For me as a VI person, it's bad enough knowing where I am in this room. I don't know where I am really, but I know who's around me. I know, you know, there are people I know down the corridor from me, etc, etc. And I already have an issue with where I was placed as a guide dog handler. To then be moved, I totally appreciate the fact that they offered. However, that's not really who we were given rooms. I'm guessing they knew this was going on this weekend because there would have been license applications. Why? Excuse me, why the hell are they placing people in these rooms if they know that? Again, I don't know. It's just, it's really vibration-y, and obviously the bass is quite heavy because it's outdoor, so, you know, I've no problem with people having fun, but we are on a university campus, so I appreciate that. Although I did think all the uni students were out now, but apparently not. But for this to go until 4 a.m, well, they have a conference group in, and a massive one at that. They must be getting a lot of money off RLOB. I'm not happy. Again, I knew I wouldn't have a great amount of sleep because I was up late. That was my own doing, and I absolutely appreciate that. However, I did hope that I would get about 5 hours sleep. I'll be lucky to get two or three. And three's, well, no, I won't even get through. Well, I probably would get through broken hours because I've had a bit of sleep. But it's not very restful sleep. Because I was really woke up. I'm so sorry, my dear boo. But obviously it was late and yeah, and I feel bad for whinging because I don't want to be whinging. I've had a good day and I've had a great catch up with friends and yeah, the rooms are, it's not brilliant, but it's better. I've stayed in worse actually, to be fair, because I have. But I don't think things have been thought through. For people with VI, with guide dogs. There's quite a few of us on this. Excuse me, on this corridor. And where we're positioned with this racket is horrific. Not best pleased at all. It's just gone 1:30 actually. I just looked at the phone, it's 3:33. So another 20 minutes or so it is. And I'm hoping my dog's had a bit of sleep, because dogs can sleep through most things. So he's done such amazing things today. He's been really good. I don't want him to suffer. And I'm going to suffer because my concentration is not going to be what it should be tomorrow. And I knew it wouldn't be great because I knew that if I stayed up late, obviously. But I knew I would get probably about 6 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours sleep. But this is kind of cutting my sleep in half. Yeah, I'm not happy at all. I'm tempted to make a cup of tea, actually. Well, I don't know what that would do, but it would just make me want to wee. I just keep yawning. I just want to sleep, really. So, we're glad to get home this weekend. Get home tomorrow night and I'm not getting home till what, probably nearly 7 tomorrow night. It will literally free the dog. I don't really sleep. Yeah. I'm hoping other people have had better sleeps. Probably alcohol induced, because it'd have to be. They have to sleep like the bloody dead. Afraid I'm not that blessed. I hope the music is coming out as bad as it sounds. It probably isn't because the mic's not very good at picking up that kind of shit. And I'm sorry for swearing, but I have got no filter on me whatsoever right now. Because I was like, I got into bed thinking, oh, it'll be fine because it'll be going off at 2. Like, that still gives me a few hours. But obviously, woke up and it was 1:03, and I was like, what the hell? Why is this still going on? But it is. Anyway, I'm going to stop complaining because you probably all turned off by now. and I'll go and stay awake for some more.